Who's the guy on the card that, like, you haven't mentioned so far, but falls into that category is, like, that mid-card, you know, that mid-card diamond that you think one day could be something very, very special?
Well, I'll tell you right off the bat, there's guys that have been really working really, really hard, but I kind of already mentioned some of the ones that are really going to make a name for themselves, especially going forward. I mean, Anthony Bowens and Chris Payne both have been featured on NXT television. So it's not like they're not getting out there. They're getting out there. They're getting the right exposure because of the school, because of WrestlePro and where they work. And they're getting the right connects to make a name for themselves in professional wrestling. There's just so, that school is so deep. It goes without saying, like a guy like CPA. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's the WrestlePro tax man. Okay. And, his character in itself is something that will get him so far in pro wrestling, because it's dry humor, it's fantastic, and the guy can go. You know, people think, like, they see him in a pink shirt and tie, and they're like, oh, it's just a gimmick. Well, he proves them wrong time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
We have a tag team, the tag team champions, the Heavenly Bodies, Gigolo Justin and Desirable Dustin. Like, these are the Heavenly Bodies that were given the name from Dr. Tom. Like, it wasn't like a knockoff or a ripoff.
Yeah.
Dr. Tom said, you guys need to carry this on. These guys are traveling the nation and winning tag team titles all over the place. So the fact that we have them at WrestlePro is it's a true blessing, because we have them to really take over our tag team division and put together great matches month in and month out. Like I said, man, the school is one of those things where we're filled with talent. You know, Micah Jenkins might be that. Yeah, to answer your question, Micah Jenkins is the guy I haven't mentioned yet. He's in a tag team called the Taboo Crew with Craig Steele. Craig Steele's been around the block. He's been wrestling for 15 years. Micah Jenkins has been around for, I want to say, three years. And the kid is electric. He's making things look really, really easy in a very, very hard sport and entertainment business. He's making it look flawless. And within time, I truly believe that, you know, with the right guidance and the right mindset, he's also going to be the next guy to be like, wow, you know, and take over the indie scene and probably more.